Lord, we thank you for your kindness to us. We thank you for giving us the Bible and sending the Spirit of God to teach us.
主啊，我们感谢您对我们的慈爱，感谢您呢赐给我们圣经，也是赐给我们圣灵来教导我们。
And we pray, Lord, that you will teach us this afternoon.
主啊，我们就是祷告，今天下午您会教导我们。
It's a beautiful day, Lord. We're probably just a little drowsy in the lovely, relaxing weather. Keep us awake in order to learn your truth, we ask.
所以主啊，这是一个非常好的一天，但是我们可能因为这样的好的天气呢，就是头脑呢有点昏昏的，所以求您呢帮助我们保持清醒，学习您的话的时候。
And so we look to you as we study and give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以当我们学习的时候呢，我们仰望您，所以向您献上感恩，我们的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So Melody, welcome back.
Yeah, 欢迎Melody回来。
We were studying last week in Genesis chapter 4.
上个星期我们学到了创世纪的第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
And we were into the middle of the sad story where Cain killed his brother Abel.
所以我们在那个故事的一个悲伤的故事的中间，该隐杀了亚伯。So
we're going to start this afternoon at verse 9.
今天下午我们开始从第九节开始。Cain
had already killed his brother, but God went after him.
因为该隐已经杀了他的弟弟，那么神呢找到了他。So
verse 9 says, Then the Lord said to Cain,
第九节说，那耶和华对该隐说，
A lot of people say, I can sin, nobody will know about it.
很多人说呢，我可以犯罪，但是没有人知道。But
it's interesting, after sin, the conscience often says, you're wrong, you know.
所以非常有意思是呢，当你犯了罪以后呢，你的良心通常会说呢，你知道吗？这个是错的。And
through the conscience, God often speaks to the heart.
所以通过良心呢，神呢，通常对人的内心说话。But
here it is, God speaking to Cain, not through a conscience, speaking to him directly.
这里呢，神对该隐说话呢，并不是通过良心，而是直接跟他说。And
he has a simple question, where is Abel, your brother?
神问了一个简单的问题，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？
It's interesting, he just doesn't say, where is Abel?
所以非常有意思的是，他不是说呢亚伯在哪里。
He says, where is Abel, your brother?
他说你的兄弟亚伯在哪里？
Cain's answer is very interesting. He said, I do not know.
所以呢，该隐的答案呢是非常的有意思，他说我不知道。Did
he know where his brother was?
他知道他的弟弟在哪里吗？
Of course he did.
他当然知道。
When he said, I do not know, what was that?
他为什么要说我不知道呢？那什么意思呢？
Just a blatant lie.
就是呢，是一个谎言。
Have you noticed down through life that when people don't want to answer the question, they often say, I don't know?
所以你在你的人生中就是有没有经历这样的经历呢？就是说有些人呢，他不想回答你问题的时候，他说我不知道。
Most people are reluctant to be stupid.
所以呢，很多人呢，他们呢不想让人觉得他很笨。But
when they lie, they often say things that are stupid.
当他们撒谎的时候呢，他们都通常会说一些非常愚蠢的话。Have
you also noticed that when it comes to things of God, people very often use the excuse, I don't know.
你有没有注意到呢？就是说，是人们通常呢，谈到关于神的事情的时候呢，他们都会说我不知道。Why
don't they know?
为什么他们不知道呢？
Well, there's two reasons why they don't know. One reason why they don't know is simply because they're lying. They do know, but they don't want anybody to know, so they say, I don't know.
所以呢，这个呢，就是通常有两个原因，非常的。第一个原因呢，就是说是他们呢，说我不知道的时候呢，他们是撒谎，所以他们不想别人知道，所以他说我不知道。
The second reason why they don't know.
所以第二个原因是为什么他们不知道？
And you'll remember that Peter talks about people who don't know.
你知道吗？就是说是彼得通常跟一些人说话，他们说他们不知道。
And his words, I believe in 2 Peter chapter 3, go like this. And this they willfully are ignorant of.
所以呢，就是在彼得后书里，我记得是这样的话，他们就是故意的装作不知道。
A lot of people choose to be ignorant of the things of God because they don't want to know the answer.
所以很多人呢，他们选择呢对神的事情呢装作不知道，因为他们就是不想知道答案。
Now, Peter is speaking in 2 Peter chapter 3. He's speaking about the scientific reasons for ignorance.
所以呢，彼得在那个彼得后书第二章里，他讲到的呢，就是在科学方面的无知。
And in particular, the question is, how old is the world?
所以呢，特别的讲呢，就是这个世界的年龄有多大。
And they say the world is millions and billions of years old.
他们说呢，这个地球呢有那个几百万年、几十亿年的年龄。
Why do people want to believe evolution and that the world is millions and billions of years old?
所以呢，为什么那些人呢要相信进化论？就这个世界是几百万年、几十亿年的年龄呢？
Number one, because if that's the case, they can say there is no God. This just happened. It all evolved.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个原因呢，就是说是他们呢，就是说是不想承认那里有一位神，这所有都是进化来的。
But in particular, Peter is talking about the fact that they are willfully ignorant of the fact that there was a flood.
所以呢，就是特别的时候，彼得讲到的，他们选择了他们无知呢，是他们不想承认那里有一个大洪水。
If there was a flood, the earth is not millions and billions of years old.
所以如果有大洪水的话呢，那么地球呢并没有几百万年、几十亿年的年龄。
If there was a flood, it's only because God was angry and he judged sin in the past, and therefore he will get angry and judge sin and the sinners again.
所以这个呢，就是说是，如果那里存在一个大洪水，那是因为神愤怒了，他来审判了整个世界。那么说呢，因为整个世界的罪，那么说证明呢，他会再次因为整个世界的罪审判世界。
And so, probably one of the most common answers to questions that God puts to people is, I don't know, they're just following Cain.
所以这个呢，在这个世界上，大多数人呢比较普遍的一个答案呢，就是当神问他们的时候呢，他们说呢，我不知道。这个他其实是跟那个该隐学的。
One other example.
另外一个例子，
In Matthew, I believe it's 21.
在马太福音，我相信是21章。
The Lord asked the Pharisees a question.
主耶稣呢问那个法利赛人一个问题，
He said to them, "The baptism of John, was it from God or was it false?"
所以呢，他问他们说，那个施洗约翰的洗礼是从神来的呢，还是假的呢？
And they thought to themselves, if we say that it was from God, then he will say, well, why didn't you believe him?
所以他们就想，哎，如果我们说呢，这是从神来的，他就会问我们，那么你们为什么不相信呢？
On the other hand, they said, if we say that it was false, then the people will stone us because they all acknowledge that John was from God.
他们又说呢，如果从另一个方面，如果我们说呢，就是假的话呢，那些人呢就会用石头把我们砸死，因为所有的人都知道施洗约翰是从神来的。
So the logic was, if we say yes, we're in trouble. If we say no, we're in trouble. So therefore they said, we don't know.
因为这个逻辑的是说呢，如果我们说是的，有麻烦了；如果我们说不是的，也有麻烦了。因此呢，我们就说我们不知道。In
the Bible, I don't know is a cop-out answer.
所以呢，就是在圣经里，我不知道是一个就是很普遍的答案。Why
don't you know? You should know. Get an answer.
为什么你不知道呢？你应该知道，你去找到答案。And
so Cain comes up with this terrible answer. I don't know. What a lie.
所以呢，该隐呢说出这个一个可怕的答案。我不知道，多么大的一个谎言。
Then he said, am I my brother's keeper?
然后他说呢，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？
What's the answer to that?
这个答案是什么？
Of course he's his brother's keeper.
当然他要看守他的兄弟了。Have
you ever heard a mother say to the older brother, now, you play with your little brother, but you look after your little brother. He's your brother, you look after him.
你有没有听到一个妈妈对一个那个哥哥说呢？啊，你和你弟弟一起玩的时候呢，你要去看顾你的弟弟，因为呢，他是你的弟弟，所以你要看顾他。Do
you think Eve ever said that to Cain regarding Abel?
你有没有认为那个夏娃有没有对那个该隐说过那样要去照顾他弟弟的呢？Of
course, many, many, many times.
当然了，说了很多很多次。Am
I my brother's keeper? Of course you're your brother's keeper. Who are you trying to kid?
我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？当然了，你要看守你的兄弟，你开什么玩笑？All
right. Here's God's answer, verse 10.
这是神的那个答案在第十节里。He
said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground.
第十一说，耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血从兄弟血的声音从地里向我哀告。”Does
death cause the voice to stop?
所以死亡能够让声音停止吗？No，不会。Death
doesn't cause it to stop.
它不会让声音停止。It's
a strange line. The voice of your brother's blood.
这是,
I can hear that.
这是一个很奇怪的一句话，你兄弟血的声音，我可以听得到。So the
Lord goes on. It's interesting. The Lord doesn't wait for him to answer.
所以呢，主呢继续说，因为呢这就非常有意思，主呢并没有去等他的答案。Why
didn't the Lord wait for Cain to answer?
为什么主呢不等那个该隐去回答了？
Because Cain was a liar.
因为该隐是个说谎的。
And the Lord knew it.
主也知道。
And so he says, I'm not giving you the opportunity to respond. You already know you're a sinner. You're just a liar.
所以呢，他说呢，我不会给你机会去回答，因为呢，你是个罪人，你当然知道你在撒谎。
So he says to him, verse 11.
然后他在第十一节对他说,
so now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.
说地开了他的口,从你手里接受你兄弟的血,现在你必从这地受咒诅。
What did Cain think about the earth?
所以呢,那个该隐对地是怎么想的?
He said, actually, it's pretty good stuff.
他说呢,
I grow cabbages in the earth, and I grow Brussels sprouts. I've got lots of nice vegetables, God. I'll give you. This is what I got, Lord, from the earth.
他认为地呢是个非常好的，是因为他从地里呢，种了包菜，种了布鲁塞尔包菜，种了其他的很多蔬菜和水果，说呢，我从地里种出来好多好东西。And
the Lord says, King, you're cursed from the earth. Wow.
所以主说，该隐呢，现在你必从这地受咒诅。哇。
It says, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.
这里说呢，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。
What a strange line. Opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood.
多么奇怪的一个说法。地开了他的口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。
You ever heard of the earth opening its mouth? On another occasion, well, there are several occasions. One of them is this. Every time you plant something, you open the earth and put the seed in the ground.
有很多那个其他的情况下，是的，就是每一次呢，你准备种点什么，你就把那个地刨开，把那个种子放下去。
What happens to something that you plant?
那么说呢，你种下什么以后会发生什么呢？
It grows.
它会长。
Okay, and so Cain used to plant all kinds of lovely seed, probably corn and beans and peas and tomatoes and.
现在就是说呢，这个该隐通常呢会那个就是说是种很多那种好的种子，就大概是番茄啊、土豆啊，还有豆子啊，其他一些东西。What
happened when he opened the earth to put his brother and his brother's blood there? He planted his brother's blood.
所以呢，当他把地打开，把他的那个弟兄弟的血种下去的时候呢，放在里面时候呢，是发生了什么呢？他种了他兄弟的血。He
planted his brother's blood, and he will reap a full harvest.
所以呢，他呢，就是说是种下了他兄弟的血，他将会说有一个极大的丰收。
Verse 12, when you till the ground, Cain, it shall no longer yield its strength to you.
第十二节说呢，你该隐，你种地，它不再给你效力。Weeds,
Cain.
那个草会长出来。That's
what's going to grow in your field, Cain. Weeds. Lots of terrible weeds.
所以该隐，这会在你的地里长出来的东西，就是一大堆的野草。And
then it says, a fugitive and a vagabond, you shall be on the earth.
然后继续说呢，你必在地上成为一个逃亡的流浪者。I'm
not sure how those words translate in Chinese. They're a little bit awkward to translate into English even.
我不知道这个中文是怎么翻译的，但是呢。 在那个英语里，甚至都没有充分的翻译出来。They
basically mean, I put down in my Bible, they mean to run away.
所以呢，在我的圣经里基本上说呢，他逃跑了。To
flee.
逃亡。To
hide.
躲起来。And
everywhere Cain went from here on, he was running away. From the terrible sin that he had committed.
所以呢，不管从现在开始，不管该隐去到哪里，他都会要逃避他所犯下的那些可怕的罪。David
talked about the tragedy that befell him. A day and night, he says, your hand was heavy upon me.
所以大卫王呢，谈到了在他身上发生的悲剧。 但是昼夜您的惩罚的手都在我身上。Can
you run away
你逃得掉吗?
from the sin that you committed?
你能够从你犯下的罪里逃脱吗?
You can go to a different country, you can take a different job, you can have a different life.
你可以去到不同的国家，你找一个不同的工作，有不同的人生。
And sin keeps on haunting.
所以呢，罪一直在猎你。
The only hope we have is to have our sins forgiven.
我们唯一的盼望呢，就是说我们的罪要得赦免。
So a fugitive and a vagabond means you will never settle down. You'll never be at peace again.
所以呢，逃亡者和流浪者呢，就说明呢，你永远不能有所定居下来。
And Cain, amazingly, Cain understood that. And so he says in verse 13, Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear."
所以呢，非常神奇的是呢，该隐他理解了这句话。第十三节呢，该隐对耶和华说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能承受的。
Now that's true of sin.
”这就是罪的真相。
The punishment of sin is greater than we can bear.
所以呢，对罪的惩罚是过于我们所能承受的。
Verse 14, Cain summarizes the punishment.
所以第十四节，那个该隐把那个惩罚做了一个总结。
He says, "Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground."
所以在这看呢，你如今赶逐我离开这地，
I shall be hidden from your face.
以致不见你面。
I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth.
我必成为地上的一个逃亡者和流浪者。
And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me.
它将会发生，那时凡遇见我的必杀我。
That's pretty heavy punishment.
这是一个非常重的一个惩罚。
Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground.
所以你如今赶逐我离开这地。
All right, so instead of the ground being favorable to him and giving him all kinds of good food and good crops, the ground now is going to be harsh toward him.
所以
It is going to punish him.
这个里面呢，就是说是本来这个地呢，就是说是对他帮助挺大的，他能够从你有所收成，有食物吃。但是现在呢，这个地呢，却就是说要惩罚他。
Number two, I shall be hidden from your face.
第二个就是以至于不见你面。
You can imagine a little child, and he gets angry with mommy and daddy.
你可以想象一下，一个孩子呢，他对他的父母生气了，
And he walks away.
他就离家出走了。
Now we can't understand that, but you can imagine the heartache.
我们理解不了，但是你可以去想象那样的心痛。
And he can't say, "I'll go back to mommy and daddy. Mommy and daddy won't let him back anymore." What a terrible thing.
他说呢，我已经不能回去见我的爸爸妈妈了，我的爸爸妈妈他不会让我回去，这是一个多么可怕的境地。
How terrible to say, "I will be hidden from the face of God."
所以这是多么可怕的，说呢，我会不见神的面。
And he says, "I'll be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth."
这就是我必成为地上的一个逃亡者和流浪者。
I'll be running away all the time. I'll never be able to settle down.
现在我在所有的时间呢都要逃亡，我永远不能定居下来。
And anyone who finds me will kill me.
凡遇见我的必杀我。
That will be the natural reaction of anybody who sees me. They'll say, "You killed your brother, we'll kill you."
这就是每一个看见那个该隐的人的自然的反应，是不是呢？你杀了你的兄弟，所以我们要把你给杀了。
We don't read much about hell in the Old Testament.
在旧约里呢，我们并没有读到太多关于地狱的。
Do we have a picture of hell in verse 14?
所以在第十四节里，我们是不是可以看到一个地狱的画面呢？
What is hell going to be like?
那地狱会是像什么样子的？
Well, number one,
第一个，
the face of the ground. will no longer be there. All the blessings that people knew on this earth will be absent in hell. Wow.
地在那个地狱里不再存在，所有的这个片土地给我们带来的祝福，在地狱里全部消失了。
And those people will be able to look back and remember all the good things they had on the earth.
那些人呢，他们呢，就是说可以看到，回顾一下他们在地上所有东西都已经失去了。
The summer holiday.
在一个夏季的一个假日。
The birds and the flowers.
那些鸟花。
And the ice cream.
还有冰激凌。
The excitement on the hills and on the water.
因为在那个地没有那种在地狱里没有水。
Can one imagine what hell would be like?
这一个想,
It's darkness, the blackness of darkness forever.
你可以想象一下，在地狱里是那种黑暗、昏暗、永远的那样的黑暗。
What else do we know about hell?
其他的我们对地狱有什么了解呢?
Well, people in hell are hidden from the face of God. They will never see the face of God. They will never enjoy the grace of God.
在地狱里的人呢，他们永远见不到神的面，他们永远也得不到神的恩典。
A fugitive and a vagabond. Those words again. What do we know about them? No place of peace, no place of resting, no place of joy, just running away, running away, running away. Can I ever run away from my past, they'll say.
逃亡者和流浪者，我们再次有这两个词，这个是什么呢？就是说是你不再有平安，不再有安息，不再有喜乐，就是说呢，他永远在逃避他所犯的罪。
And lastly, it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me.
就最后一件事情呢，凡遇见我的必杀我。And
I've told you this before, I'll tell you it again. But you can imagine, people often say, I don't mind going to hell, I'm going to have lots of friends there.
所以我以前跟大家讲过，我要再次讲给大家听，就是说他说有些人说呢，我不介意下地狱，因为我在地狱里有很多朋友。The
fact is, the people in hell won't have any friends there.
事实上呢，在地狱里的人不会有任何的朋友。Number
one, it'll be pitch black. There'll be no place to go to enjoy them.
所以呢，就是说这第一个呢，就是没有一个地方他们可以去，在那里大家可以去享受的。And
the thirst will drive them crazy.
所以呢，这个饥渴呢会让他们疯掉。But
whenever anybody meets anybody that they know in hell, they would turn around and blame each other. Forever having encouraged him to come to such a place.
所以呢，每个在地狱里相遇的人，他们见面后会马上转身离开，他们互相埋怨，就是因为对方鼓励他，他才来到这个可怕的地方。I
don't understand it at all, but have you ever heard of a fight in a beer parlor?
因为我从来不理解这个，你有没有发现一个在那个啤酒吧里打架的呢？
What happens to all your friends when you're in the depths of sin?
所以呢，就是说是那你的朋友在你的犯罪的深处时，你朋友是怎么样的？
Well, you say, I didn't have any, I don't really like those friends. And you get a little liquor in you and you hate your friends.
所以呢，就说我没有什么朋友。你稍微喝了点酒以后呢，你就恨你的朋友。And
I told you the story, I'm sure, but I'll tell you again. One night, it was my privilege to open my Bible and lead a Bible study in a small group of 7 or 8 men.
这个里面我跟大家以前讲过这个故事，我还要讲一遍。就是在有一次呢，是他的荣幸呢，就是说带领一个查经，查经呢就是在晚上，大概有7、8个人的一个查经班。
We were in a prison out in the Fraser Valley.
所以呢，他们当时呢，在那个菲沙谷的一个监狱里。I
asked, "Who are these men who are here?"
我就问说，来到这里的这些人是谁？
They said to me, They are all murderers.
所以呢, 他们告诉我, 他们所有的人都是杀人犯。
I looked around, every one of them, murderers. I thought, wow, this, I don't really like it here.
所以呢, 他就是互相看, 哦, 你是杀人犯, 我也是杀人犯, 我不喜欢待在这里。
So when the meeting was over, I was walking away from the room with one of those men side by beside me.
所以呢，在那个会议结束以后呢，我就说，走出那个房间的时候，那其中一个人在我旁边。I
said to him, "Why are you here?"
我就对他说呢，你为什么会来这里？
He said, "Because I killed my friend."
他因为我杀了我的朋友。I
thought, "You killed your friend." I looked around; he was right beside me.
我就说你杀了你的朋友，他就说对呀，我就是。
And then he told me this story. So.
然后他就把那个故事讲给我听。
This is not a description of hell.
这个并不是地狱的描述。
This is a picture of the consequences of Cain's sin.
所以这是一个画面，关于那个该隐的罪的后果。
And it's a picture of what, in part, what hell is going to be like.
所以这也是一个画面，就是说是地狱有一部分像是什么样子的。
What is the phrase? You've heard it many times.
这是一个什么样的词？你听过很多次。
You can't sin and win.
你不可能既犯罪又赢。
If you sin, you lose.
如果你犯了罪，那么就失败了。
If you want to win, don't sin. You can't sin and win. Cain is a proof of that.
如果你想要赢的话，你就不要犯罪。那么该隐呢？你不可能既犯罪又赢。该隐呢，已经证明了这一点。So
verse 15, and the Lord said unto Cain, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him.
第15节，那个耶和华对他说：“凡杀该隐的，必遭报七倍。”耶和华就给该隐设一个印记，免得凡遇见他的就杀他。So
we asked the question last time. Cain killed Abel.
上一次我们问了一个问题：该隐杀了亚伯。Who
won?
谁赢了？
Abel won. He got to go to heaven.
亚伯赢了，因为他要去天堂。Okay,
Cain lost. How long did Cain live?
所以呢，该隐失败了。该隐呢，还能活多久呢？
Well, we haven't got there yet. We will somewhere over 900 years.
所以呢，我们还没有读到那里，就是说呢，他可能活了900多岁。Can
you imagine living 900 years with those four curses on you?
所以你可以去想象一下，你活900岁，然后那四个咒诅都在你身上。Why
this story so early in the Bible?
为什么这样一个故事在那个圣经这么早的篇章里呢？
Very simple, don't sin.
非常简单，不要犯罪。Don't
sin the big sins.
不要犯大罪。Don't
sin the bad sins.
不要犯坏的罪。
Don't sin the sins you understand.
不要去犯那些你理解的罪。Don't
sin the sins you don't understand.
也不要犯那些你不理解的罪。Don't
sin.
不要犯罪。All
right, that's God's warning.
这是神对我们的警告。Verse 16. 第16节。
Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden.
于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边挪得之地。What
does the word Nod mean?
挪得什么意思？
It means wandering.
那就是流浪。What
does the word fugitive mean?
那么这个逃亡什么意思？
Well, it means wanderer.
那就是流浪。What
does the word vagabond mean?
那么说那流浪者什么意思？
Well, it means wanderer.
那就是流浪。
The three words are different in Hebrew, but they're similar in meaning.
所以呢，这在希伯来文里是三个不同的词，但是是类似的意思。
What are they in Chinese? Roy, are they similar or different words in Chinese?
We have different words.
Different words.
Yeah.
Are they all basically mean the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is.
所以当我中文里，因为我这边的看到钦定本的翻译是翻译成流浪者、流亡者，还有一些流浪的地方。We
often have a phrase in English. It goes like this: They settled down.
所以我们在英语里面通常有这样一个词，他们定居下来了。Sometimes
we use the phrase "They lived happily ever after."
所以呢，我们通常呢有这样的一个说法，就是他们从此幸福的生活着。Cain
never settled down.
所以该隐永远没有定居下来。How
tragic! He didn't live happily ever after.
所以呢，多么大的一个悲剧！他后来从来没有幸福的生活过。
He just lived a long time in suffering and sorrow.
他只是呢，就是活了很久，带着他的苦难和痛苦。
All right, so we carry on now. The story of Cain carries on. It says, and Cain knew his wife. She conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch.
该隐认识他的妻子，他妻子就怀孕，生了以诺。该隐建造了一座城，就按照他儿子的名，将那城叫做以诺。The
word Enoch is it's a little difficult word to explain in English, let alone in an ESL group.
因为这以诺这样的一个词呢，在英语里是呢，对我们英语作为第二语言的人来说呢，比较难去讲解的。
But it basically means starting over.
所以呢，就是说，它基本上说呢，就是说重新开始。Cain
had been living with Adam and Eve and Abel.
所以该隐呢，他和亚当和夏娃还有亚伯住在一起。And
they were together, and the Lord was blessing them.
所以他们住在一起呢，主呢赐福给他们。And
then Cain killed Abel.
然后该隐呢杀了亚伯，and
the Lord separated himself from Cain.
所以呢，主呢，他把自己和那个该隐分开了。And
Cain went wandering and wandering and finally found a place, and he called that place Enoch, starting over.
所以呢，就是说呢，那个该隐呢，他就流浪啊，流浪，流浪。 最后呢，他找到一个地方住下来了。他把这个地方叫做重新开始。A
lot of people say I don't need God.
大多数人说呢，我不需要神。I
can start over.
我可以重新开始。We
can have a different life. I don't need that.
我可以有不同的人生，我不需要那个。And
tragically, there are many who grow up at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and when they reach maturity, they leave.
所以呢，悲剧是呢，大多数很多人呢，在第16届福音教会长大的人呢，当他们长大以后呢，有些就离开了。They
say I'll start over.
他们说呢，我要重新开始。That
was Cain.
这就是该隐。Okay,
so what happens to him when he starts over? Let's see what happens.
所以呢，我们看看他重新开始以后发生了什么，我们来看看。Verse
18, to Enoch was born Irad. And Irad begat Mahujael, and Mahujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech.
第18节说呢，以诺生以拿，以拿生米胡雅利，米胡雅利生马土撒利，马土撒利生拉麦。All
right, verse 19, Lamech says, Lamech took himself two wives. The name of one was Ada, the name of the other was Zillah.
第19节说呢，拉麦娶了两个妻子，一个名叫亚大，一个名叫喜拉。Okay,
so now what they've done is they have basically proceeded in a life in a what's the word I want next in a family line, basically to live on the earth to make the best of the earth that's here.
在这个里面呢，这是怎么讲呢？他们基本上呢，他们到那里之后呢，他们就开始就是这样一个人生的这样的一个延续。他们试图呢，在地上过得最好。
Verse 20 says, Adah bore Jabal. He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock.
第20节说呢，亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是住帐篷、牧养牲畜之人的父。
That's very interesting.
这是非常有意思的。
Why did Cain kill Abel?
为什么该隐要杀掉亚伯？
Because God wanted a sheep.
因为神呢要一只羊。
Abel had sheep.
亚伯呢有羊。
Cain says, I've got vegetables. I don't want to ask my brother for sheep. I don't want anything from my brother.
所以呢，该隐说呢，我有那个蔬菜。但是呢，我不想要我找我弟弟要一只羊，我不想找我弟弟要任何东西。
There's a time when pride has got to be set aside.
所以有时候呢，你要把你的骄傲放在一边。
He was too proud to go to his brother for a sheep.
他太骄傲了，以至于他不想去找他弟弟要只羊。
But his posterity became famous as shepherds.
所以呢，他的后人呢，就变成了因为牧养牲畜而变得有名。
How foolish!
多么的愚蠢。
Verse 21, his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the harp and flute.
第21节说呢，亚伯的兄弟叫尤巴，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
Okay, doodle 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 doodle
doodle doodle doodle doodle doodle doodle.
He's pretty good.
他吹得非常好。
Have you ever met anybody who's like Cain? Living a pathetic life and going doodle 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 doodle.
所以你有没有就是碰到这样一个人呢？他有点像该隐，他活出的一个人生就像嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。
We live in a world of music.
我们当今世界呢有音乐。
You go to a superstore or a general store, and the music is playing.
你去那个 superstore 或者说其他的商店呢，都会有音乐在放。
You say to yourself now, do I want to hear that music?
你说呢，我想听那个音乐吗？
Sometimes it's terrible.
有时候是很可怕的。
Music was introduced in the company that I worked for many years ago.
所以呢，就是说是那个，就是说是。音乐在我很多年前，我在一个公司工作的时候呢，他们开始放音乐。
So before they brought the music in, they sent a survey around to all the employees.
所以在他们开始放音乐之前呢，他们对所有的雇员呢做了一个测试。
And they said to me, "Do you want music in your office?"
他们对我说呢，你想要在你的办公室里放音乐吗
？And I said, "Well, that all depends what you want."
我就对我的所有的朋友说，你们想要吗
？I said, if you want me to work, then I'll work. If you want me to listen to music, then I'll sit back and I'll listen to music.
我就说呢，你要我工作的话呢，那我就工作；你要我坐下来，只听音乐的话，那我就坐下来放松，专门听音乐。
But I said, I'm not able to do both.
但是我说呢，我不能两样一起做。
And the world pretends.To be working, listening to music, and it's dulling their brain.
这个世界呢，假设他们可以呢一边工作一边听音乐，这只是能让他们的大脑变得迟钝。
And so music is one of the ways that the devil says, "I'll just stop them from thinking."
所以呢，音乐只是魔鬼的其中的一个方式，让人们停止思考。
Okay, so you're driving down the street, and the car beside you is going boom, 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 boom.
所以你在街上开车，你旁边经过一辆车，那个车里就蹦蹦蹦蹦蹦蹦蹦蹦。
And you think the man who's listening to that music inside is saying to himself, I wonder what I'm going to be able to say to God because of the sin that I committed?
所以你认为那个在听那个音乐，又在跟着一起唱的时候，他会去思考，当他呢就遇见神的时候，他能够跟神讲他所犯下的罪吗？
Dulling the brain so you don't have to think.
所以让你的大脑变得迟钝，所以你不必再去思考。
Robbing one of the power of the conscience.
所以呢，他呢偷窃了你那个良心。
Okay, Jubal, that's really not the best thing in the world. You could have got your work done, Jubal.
尤巴呢，你这样做并不是世界上最好的事情，你可以完全可以去工作。
All right, and 22. As for Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah.
所以呢，喜拿又生了土巴该隐，他是所有铜匠、铁匠的祖师。土巴该隐的妹子是拿玛。
His name is Tubal Cain, isn't that interesting? Named after his great grandfather, six generations, seven generations back.
所以呢，就是说是他的名字叫土巴该隐，这个非常的有意思。他呢，就是说是他往上追溯五代或者六代上的他的爷爷的名字。
And he was an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron.
他是所有铜匠、铁匠的祖师。
What's the significance of that?
这个有什么意义呢？
Well, what do we know about bronze and iron?
我们对那个铜匠、铁匠知道多少？
They're pretty strong.
他们非常的强壮。
And they last a long time.
他们呢可以就是持续很久。
You put these three guys together, and they're descriptive of life, and it's descriptive of life without the Savior. Going to last a long time. Going to have some nice music in it, and we get to eat well.
你们这几个呢都放在一起。放在一起，他们会呢，就是描述他们在那个活得很久，活得很久呢，但是没有救主在他们人生里，他们的时间会持续到很久，又会呢听音乐，又会吃得很好，但是却没有救主。
And it's all got all kinds of stuff except God.
他们得到了所有的那些东西，但是却没有神。
Make the best of the earth that has been cursed because of sin.
所以呢，他们在地上呢，尽量想得到最好的，是因为他们的罪地受了咒诅的。
And the world pretends that they can carry on without God.
所以这些世界呢，他假装他们能够呢继续下去没有神。
But there are a lot of murderers out there.
这里很多杀人犯在那里。
And there are a lot of people out there just like Cain.
所以在那里很多人像该隐那样的人。
How tragic.
多么的那样的一个悲剧呢
？All right, verse 23. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, "Hear my voice, O wives of Lamech. Listen to my speech. I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold."
第23节说，那拿麦对他的两个妻子说，亚大喜拉，听我的声音，拿麦的妻子们啊，细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。若杀该隐，遭七倍；杀拿麦，必遭77倍。
Does Lamech sound like a humble man to you?
所以拿麦对听起来是一个谦卑的人吗？对你来说？
He had two wives. Why do you have two wives?
他有两个妻子，为什么他要娶两个妻子呢？
Because he was a sinner.
因为他是个罪人。
He had two wives. Instead of being sorry for it, somebody came up to him and offended him, and so he killed him just like Cain did.
所以呢，他有两个妻子，但是呢，他呢，就是说是有些人过来呢，就是损他的时候，他把他们杀了，就像该隐一样。
And then Cain he said, "Now God." Commented on Cain and told him that he would be avenged sevenfold, but I'm bigger than that. And if anybody avenges or comes across me, I will avenge him 77-fold.
这个里面呢，就是说，他说那神呢，已经说过了，若杀该隐的遭七倍，那么说那有些人呢找我报仇，我会必回报他，把他给杀了。但是如果有人想杀我呢，我是比该隐大得多，他那个人呢必遭77倍的报应。
So if you met Lamech on the street on a dark night, what would you do?
如果你在一个非常黑暗的夜晚，在街上碰到拉麦，你会怎么做？
You would turn around and run.
你会转身就跑。
What happened to Cain to Cain's posterity?
这对该隐的那些后人发生了什么呢？
They lived a long time.
他们活得很长时间。
They did everything to make the best of a terrible situation, pretending that the situation wasn't terrible.
他们在这种可怕的情况下呢，他们尽量让自己过得最好，就是这样呢，可以假装他们没有处在这种可怕的境地。So
that's sort of the end of the story of Cain.
这是基本上是那个该隐的故事的结束。And
so verse 25 talks about the fact that there was born a man whose name was Seth.
这65节呢，就是说，讲的这样一个事实，有一个人呢，他出生呢叫赛特。So
you get, strangely enough, you get the story of the sinner before you get the story of the saint.
所以呢，这就是非常的奇怪，你在那个讲一个圣徒的故事之前，先讲了罪人的故事。Seth
was a good man. He stayed with his father and mother. He grew up and he became the father of the other line, but totally different from Enoch and those who followed Cain.
这个里面的赛特呢是一个好人，他跟他的父母呢亚当夏娃住在一起，然后呢从他一下来呢就是说是有一非常好的一支，就是比那些就是跟从着该隐的那一支要好得多。
And so the Bible very often gives you the story of the bad before the story of the good.
所以呢，圣经里通常呢，在一个坏的故事之前呢，在一个好故事之前，先讲一个坏的故事。And
you ask yourself the question, why that order?
你问你自己一个问题，为什么是这个顺序呢？
And the answer is because if you can see the bad and how bad is, you'll probably listen very carefully when you get the order for what's better.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是就答案是呢，你可以看到那些坏的事情，你可以去观察那些坏的事情，你会引起你的注意，你去避免那些事情，然后呢，你再去过一个好的生活。That's
true often in life, isn't it?
通常在我们人生中也是这样的，是不是？You
you go see the doctor. You say, I feel terrible, doctor.
你去看医生，你说医生呢，我今天感觉非常不好。
The doctor says, all right, take the castor oil.
所以呢，就是那个医生说呢，啊，你抹点那个什么油。
You'd never take the castor oil if you didn't feel bad.
所以呢，你就是说是你啊，感觉不好，说你永远不会喝那个油。
And most people in life don't really want to turn to the Savior until they get into real trouble.
所以大多数人呢，他们不想转向救主，直到他们呢，就是处在一种可怕的情况下。Don't
wait until you get into worse trouble before you turn to the Lord.
所以不要等待，直到你更有更大的麻烦之后再转向主。So
verse 25, Adam knew his wife again. She bore a son and called his name Seth, for God has appointed me another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed.
All
right, so the name Seth means appointed.
所以赛特的意思呢是定了的。
Seth was the son appointed by God to carry on the plan of God into the future. That was his assignment. He was appointed by God.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是赛特呢，他是神所立的，立的一个呢，就是说是去代替该隐所杀的亚伯，他的任务呢，就是他要另立一支。
So, here's the question.
这里是问题。
What has God appointed you to do?
那么神立了你做什么？
Now, I'm not sure who the man was, but this is the answer he gave.
我不知道那个人他是谁，但是这是他的答案。
He said, "My chief aim in life is to find out what God wants me to do and then do it."
他说："我的人生的主要目标是去找到神想要我去做的事，然后去做。
That makes sense?
”这个是不是有道理了？
Now, I don't know how you were brought up, but that's how I was brought up.
所以我不知道你是怎么长大的，我是这么长大的。
And my mother and father said to me, Harold, you have been born with a particular responsibility. You must live up to that responsibility.
所以我的父母跟我说，Howard 啊，你呢，出生是有一个特别的责任在你身上，你必须呢，照着这个责任去活。
I said, I don't know whether I should be a fireman or a plumber or a
我说我不知道，我想是成为消防员呢，还是一个水管工呢，或者呢？
And I was told that doesn't matter. All that matters is you do what God appointed you to do. Why were you born? You find out and you do it.
所以这些所有的都不重要，所以重要的是呢，你去做那个神想要你做的事情，这就是你出生的目的和意义。
And I better tell the rest of the story.
我再把其余的故事也讲完。
She said to me, my mother said to me, God has told you to preach, and you are going to have to preach.
所以我的妈妈呢跟我说呢。神呢，立了你，让你去讲道，所以你必须去讲道。
And in part, that's why I'm preaching today.
所以那部分原因是呢，为什么我今天在讲道？
My parents told me that that was why I was born.
我的父母告诉我，这就是我出生的意义。
Okay, I guess if that's why I was born, that's better be what I do.
所以我说，这是我出生意义，那我最好照着去做。
All right, here's Seth. He's had an appointment from God. What's he gonna do?
现在这是赛特，赛特他是神所立的，那他应该怎么去做呢？
Well, he could run off and live in Enoch with Cain's descendants.
他可以跑出去呢，跟以诺那该隐的后人一起去生活。
And we don't read of anything like that. He just quietly followed God.
所以我们读的没有读的任何关于那样的事情，他只是呢一直就跟着神。
Verse 26, and as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh.
第26节说呢，赛特也生了一个儿子，取名叫以罗士。
What's Seth's name mean?
那么赛特的名字什么意思呢？
Appointed.
他是所立的。
God had given him a job.
神呢给了他一个工作，
And among other things, his job was to bring forth a son.
所以除了其他的一些工作以外呢，他的工作是生一个儿子。
So he brought a son whose name was Enosh.
所以他生了一个儿子，名叫以罗士。
What's the name Enosh mean?
那以罗士是什么意思呢？
Frail, mortal man.
所以是一个，就是是。易碎的，必死的人。
So, Seth, did you give your name, Mr. Big Shot?
所以，赛特，你有没有给一个人呢，就是是一个大的有影响的名字？
Did he call his name Cain after his uncle?
他有没有？
No, yeah, after his uncle.
他有没有把他称之为该隐，就是照着他的叔叔起呢？
No, he called his name Frail Mortal Man.
所以呢，他就是说是 把他的名字叫一个虚弱的必死的人。
Why would you call your son frail mortal man?
你为什么要把你的儿子称为一个虚弱的必死的人呢？
Answer very simple. The name means I need God.
这答案非常简单，这个意思是我需要神。
Without God, I'm hopeless.
没有神的话呢，我是完全绝望。
I'm frail.
我很脆弱。
I'm not strong.
我并不强壮。
I'm mortal.
我是必死的。
Not only am I going to die, but I'm probably going to get sick in the meantime.
所以不仅仅只是说我必死，那么现在呢，我有可能还会生病。
And I'm not God.
我不是神。
Lamech behaved like he was God.
拉麦的行为呢，看起来他是神。
Cain behaved like he was God.
这该隐的行为看起来他是神。
Enoch said, I'm not God. I'm just frail. Mortal man. I'm not an ordinary man. I'm way, way down. Weak, weak, weak man.
所以呢，是说呢，我不是那个强壮的人，我是一个脆弱的必死的人。我不仅仅是这样，我还是一个非常非常非常低的人。
All right, so the verse 26 ends with these words. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord.
26节是这样结束的，那时人才求告耶和华的名。
And I'm not sure of all that that implies. I think it implies far more than I understand.
所以我不是很确定这些呢到底是什么意思，但是呢我确定呢它的意义呢远远超过我理解的范围。
But frankly, if your name were Enosh, and you acknowledged you were a frail mortal man, what would you probably do?
如果呢，坦率地说，如果你是以罗士，你意识到你是一个脆弱的必死的人，那么你应该怎么做呢？
You'd pray, wouldn't you?
你祷告是不是呢？
I mean, what else can you do?
那么其他的你还能做什么呢？
All the other guys are big guys.
其他那些人都是一些大人物。
And I told you when I was a little boy that I was the smallest boy in the class.
所以我告诉过你们，当我还是个小男孩的时候，在我的班级里，我的个头是最小的。
And that meant that I didn't have much weight.
所以这个意味着呢，我很瘦。
Because I didn't have much weight, when it came to running, I didn't have to move very much.
所以呢，就是说，这是因为我的体重不是很重，所以呢，当我必须跑的时候呢，跑不了多远。
So I learned to run.
所以呢，我学会去跑步。
When the bad guys came after me, I ran away.
当那些坏人呢来抓我时候，我就跑了。
And they come clump 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 after me, and I was out of there.
他们后面追我人 clump clump clump， 但是我就去一溜烟跑了。
Okay, and I ran home.
我跑回家。
Frail, mortal man, call on the name of the Lord.
所以脆弱的必死的人求告耶和华的名。
Do you ever feel like frail mortal man?
你有没有感觉到你自己是个脆弱的必死的人？
Hallelujah, I hope you do.
你说 Hallelujah, 我希望你能。
You say, what are you going to do? I'm going to run home to God. I'm going to pray, and God's going to help me.
我能怎么做呢？我必须跑回神的家，我会祷告，神会帮助我的。
I probably told you this part before, but I'll tell you again.
所以我呢，以前可能跟你们讲过，但是呢，还要讲一遍。
One day, it happened to me at school.
有一天呢，在学校里发生在我身上的事。
And the bad guys started running after me.
所以呢，那些坏孩子在后面追我。
And I ran and ran and ran as fast as I could run.
因为我就是一直跑，一直跑，一直跑。
And I couldn't hear him behind me anymore.
我在后面已经听不到声音了。
So I turned around and looked, and he was way back there.
所以我呢转身一看呢，他离我很远。
And I thought, why is he way back there?
我就想呢，他为什么离我那么远呢？
And I realized that my friend had seen him.
我意识到我的朋友看见了他。
And my friend was a big guy.
我的朋友是个大个子。
And my friend said, listen, don't you run after Harold.
我的朋友说，听着，不准再追 Harold 的了。
Okay, That's what happened. My friend did that for me, but God has done it for me many, 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 many other times.
所以呢，那一次是我的朋友在帮助了我，但是神在天上的神呢，帮助了我，以后帮助了很多很多很多次。
All right, so chapter 5.
第五章.
This is the book of the genealogy of Adam.
这是呢亚当的家谱.
We've already heard about the genealogy of Cain. Now we're going to get to the real genealogy. The genealogy of Cain down to Lamech. That's not the genealogy that God wanted.
所以呢，我们已经读了关于该隐的家谱，从该隐的到拉麦。那么现在呢，我们就是要读新的真正的家谱，就是亚当的家谱。那么那个该隐到拉麦的家谱，不是神想要的那样的家谱。
And then some things that Cain and his genealogy forgot.
所以呢，就是有些事就来了，他的那个就是家谱就忘了。In
the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
所以呢，亚当的后代记载，在下面当神造日子的时候，就照着神的样式造了他。Do
you think that Lamech understood that he was made in the likeness of God?
所以你认为拉麦他理解他是照着神的样子造的吗？
No, he pretended he was great. He pretended he didn't need God. He wasn't humble enough to realize that God had made him in his likeness for a purpose.
所以不是的，他不是这样的。他呢，就是认为呢，他假装他可以活出一个日子没有神。他呢，假装他是个大人物。他假装呢，就是说呢，他忘记了神是要造他，是为了一个意义、一个目的来造的他。Verse
2, God created them, male and female, and blessed them, and called them mankind in the day they were created.
并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。That's
wonderful.
这是非常奇妙的。Why
did God create them?
神为什么要造他们呢？
Well, he created them in his own likeness that he might bless them.
因为他照着他自己的样子造了他们，这样呢，他可以赐福给他们。When
did that blessing stop?
那样的赐福是什么时候停止的？
Did he stop blessing people when the Garden of Eden was behind them?
当呢，他们在伊甸园的时候呢，神停止了祝福他们吗？
And the answer is no. He's still blessing his people.
答案是不是的，他今天仍然在赐福他的子民。
And so you and I call upon the name of the Lord, but we also say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me.
所以你我呢，我们呼求神的名，同样呢，我们要说呢，感谢神，您呢赐福了给我。So
kind, why would he ever want to bless me?
所以这个是非常的有慈爱，他为什么想要赐福给我呢？And
I think of the hummingbirds and the rabbits, and I say, why didn't he bless them?
我就想到那些蜂鸟，那些兔子，我说为什么神不赐福给他们呢？
And the reason is because he wanted to bless me.
就这个原因是因为他想要赐福给我。
Okay, you can rejoice in that.
你可以在这里大有喜乐。
Verse 33, and Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth.
第三节说呢，亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。So
Adam, 130 years old.
亚当呢，活到了130岁。All
right. After he begot Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. All the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
第四节第五节说呢，亚当生赛特之后，又再世800年，并且生儿生女。亚当共活了930岁，就死了。930 years. 930岁。
The question is, of course, is that true?
问题是当然了，这是真的吗？
And the answer is yes. God's intention was that the blessing of God would be upon mankind for a long time.
答案是真的，因为神的意愿呢，是他要赐福给人，让人呢在很长的时间里享受这样的福气。
Verse 6, Seth lived 105 years and begat Enosh. After he begat Enosh, Seth lived 807 years, begot sons and daughters, so all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died.
然后呢，第六节说呢，赛特活到105岁，生了以罗士。赛特生以罗士之后，又活了807年，并且生儿生女。赛特共活了912岁，就死了。Verse
9, Enosh lived 90 years, begat Canaan. After he begat Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years and begat sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died.
第九节说，以罗士活到90岁，就是那该男。以罗士生该男以后，又活了815年，并且生儿生女。以罗士共活了905岁，就死了。
Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And after he begat Mahalalel, Canaan lived 840 years. He begat sons and daughters. So all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died.
第十二节说，该男活到70岁，生了马勒勒。该男生马勒勒之后，又活了840年，生儿生女。该男活了共910岁，就死了。
Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And after he begot Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years and begat sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died.
第十五节说，马勒勒活到65岁，生了雅勒。马勒勒生了雅勒之后，又活了830年，并且生儿育女。马勒勒共活了895岁，就死了。
Verse 18, Jared lived 162 years and begat Enoch.
第十八节说，雅勒活了162岁，生了以诺。
And after he begot Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and begot sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died.
所以亚列生了以诺以后，又活了800年，并且生儿生女。亚列共活了962岁，就死了。21.
Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah.
所以第21节，以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。And
after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and begot sons and daughters.
以诺生马土撒拉以后，与神同行300年，并且生儿生女。So
all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
所以以诺共活了365岁。Well,
that's not the end of the story.
这并不是故事的结尾。But
it's an interesting story.
是一个非常有意思的故事。Why
all those details?
为什么要有这么多的细节?
How old are you?
你有多大?
Does anybody care?
有人关心吗?
Yes, who?
谁? 是的, 谁?
God cares.
神关心。
Absolutely interesting. God knew how old you were at this point, how old at that point. What? He cares about all the details.
就这个阶段内我们要安息的，因为就是神呢，他非常关心的，这里关心点，那里关心点，他关心所有的我们生活里面的任何的细节。His
records are complete, they're accurate, and he keeps them because he's interested in them.
所以他的记录是准确的、完整的。 因为呢，他保持这样的记录呢，是因为他关心我们。So
many years ago, Eric Peterson was traveling in Europe with a group of Christians.
很多年前呢，Eric Peterson 在那个欧洲和一群基督徒呢在旅行。And
so, as they were traveling in the bus, the the guide, the Jewish guide, started talking to them.
因为当他们在那个就是就是旅游车里的时候，那个导游，那个犹太导游呢，开始跟他们说话。
And so she said to them, now, if you go to Genesis chapter 5, you'll read about all these people who lived 900 years.
也就是说呢，如果你去读那个创世纪的第五章的时候，那有很多人呢，他们活的都超过了900岁。
And she said, now, you just got to realize that that's Hebrew poetry. It's not really true.
但是那就是说，那你要意识到这是那个希伯来人他的用诗意的话去讲的，并不是真的。
She said, if you want to understand it, you've got to take those numbers and divide by 10.
但是呢，如果你要理解的话，你要把那些数字呢用十来除。
So she said, instead of 900 years, it really only means 90 years.
他就说呢，根本就不是900年，他应该是90年。
And so they talked about it a little bit.
然后他们就开始聊了一会儿。
And then Eric Peterson said, that's miraculous.
所以呢 ，Eric Peterson 呢，这个呢很神奇了。
And they said, why is that?
为什么呢？
She said, well, look, read it, verse 21.
她说我来读的第21节。
She said, Enoch was only 6.5 years old when he bore his son, whose name...
她说以诺六岁半就生了马土撒拉。
Okay. Our God doesn't make any mistakes.
我们的神呢并不是出任何的错误。
And all kinds of people will try to explain it away.
现在所有的人就开始试图去解释。
God says no, that doesn't happen.
所以神说呢，不会的，这样的事情不会发生的。
The other very common thing is, at the end of the story of every one of these men, there's one simple line, and it goes, and he died.
另外一个非常有意思的是呢，在前面讲的这些作业的人呢，他最后的一句话呢，就是他就死了。
Remember, it's appointed unto men once to die. After death, the judgment. There must be death. All men die, all will be judged.
所以要记住，人定有一死，死后有审判。所以呢，所有的人都会死，死了。都会有审判。
But there is a bit of an exception, isn't there? Verse 21 again.
所以这里有一点例外，是不是呢？第二，再来读第21节。
Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and begot sons and daughters.
第21节说呢，以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿生女。
So all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
以诺共活了365岁。
That's not 900.
这个不是900岁。
365. What's that number remind you of?
365岁，这个数字让你想起什么来了？
It's the number of days in the year, isn't it?
这就是一年的天数，是不是呢？
And he didn't live very long. What do we know about him? Verse number 24, Enoch walked with God.
所以他活的并不够长。那么说我们对他了解多少呢？第24节说呢，以诺与神同行。
And he walked with God.
他与神同行。
And he was not, for God took him.
神将他取去，他就不在了。
Isn't it interesting? It doesn't say, and Enoch died.
这个是不是很有意思呢？这个并没有说以诺死了。
He didn't die.
他没有死。
God took him.
那个神呢，取了他去。
So many Bible scholars have said the story goes like this.
所以呢，很多那个圣经学者说呢，这个故事是这样的。
They were walking along often together.
那么呢，神和他通常呢在一起行走。
And probably often the line would be, Enoch would say, "Getting late, I guess I'm going home now."
他们可能走到一个点上呢，那个就以诺说呢，已经天色很晚了，我要回家了。
But on this particular day, they were walking along.
就在这一个特别的日子呢，他们一起同行。
And God said to Enoch, "Enoch, instead of you going to your house, why don't you come to my house tonight?"
所以呢，神呢跟以诺说，以诺，今天就别回家了嘛，要不就去我家吧。
And so, God took him to his house that night.
所以那天晚上，神把他带回了神的家。
One day, God's going to say to you, to me, why don't you come to my house tonight?
所以有一天呢，神会对你，对我说呢，
Make sure you trust the Lord as your Savior.
你为什么不到我家里来呢？要确保你相信了主耶稣基督为你的救主。
God never said that to Cain.
神从来没有那样对该隐说。
He could have.
有可能对他说的。
Cain said, "I don't need God."
该隐说我不需要神。
Cain said, "I would rather be a fugitive and a vagabond and live in the land of Nod than come back to God."
所以呢，该隐说，我宁愿做一个逃亡者、流浪者，在一个流浪之地逃亡、流浪而不愿意回到神那里去。
Amen. So, verse 25.
所以第二十五节。
Methuselah lived 187 years. He begot Lamech, another Lamech.
所以呢，马头撒拉活到187岁，生了拉麦，另外一个拉麦。
After he begot Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and begat sons and daughters.
马特撒勒生了拉麦以后，又活了782年，并且生儿生女。
So the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died.
所以马特撒勒共活了969岁，就死了。
So. He lived 969. Of all the men we read of, who lived the longest?
所以呢，就他活了969岁。我们前面所读到的所有的人，谁活得最久
？Methuselah.
马土撒拉。
What does Methuselah's name mean?
马土撒拉的名字是什么意思呢
？His name means after he is dead, it shall come.
所以他的意思是呢，在他死了以后会发生。
I used to laugh at that a lot.
我就说呢，通常呢在笑这一句话。
I can imagine. I used to imagine his mother would call him when he was a little boy.
所以我通常去想象一下，当他还是个小男孩的时候的，他的妈妈叫他。
And his mother would go to the door, and she would cry, "It's dinner time." After he is dead, it shall come. Come on home.
他会去敲他的门，说：“那吃晚饭了，在他死以后要发生什么？来吃晚饭了。”
Can you imagine going through life with a name? After he is dead, it shall come.
所以呢，你可以去想象一下，你活了一辈子，总是被别人叫，死了以后有什么事情要发生
？And we'll get there, but. This is the reason he had that name.
所以我们会写到那里，这就是他得到这个名字的原因。
What came after Methuselah died?
在那个马特撒勒死了以后发生了什么呢？
大洪水。
Noah's flood came.
挪亚的大洪水来了。
I believe it was the year after he died it came.
所以我相信就是他死后的那一年。哎，洪水来了。
Enoch's life was a wonderful life. Methuselah's life was the longest life, and Noah's life was Noah was Methuselah's grandson. They all talked about the days that was coming, and after Methuselah died, the flood came.
你这个呢，以诺呢，活出了一个有趣的人生。那么说呢，马特撒拉呢活了最长的人生。那么，挪亚就是他的重孙子，他也活了一个这样的生活。所以这所有的这三个人呢，都谈到了那个大洪水的到来。
Do you think that Noah built an extra room in the ark for Methuselah?
你认为呢，就是说是挪亚在那个方舟里有没有额外的为马土撒拉准备了一个房间呢？
I don't think so. I think Methuselah was a good man, but I think Noah said, no point building a room for him. He's not going to be here. It's not going to come until he dies. We won't have a flood, and therefore, no point building a room in the ark for him. He'll be in heaven.
因为就是说，我认为呢，就是挪亚说，那马土撒拉是一个好人，好人呢，但是呢，就是洪水来了以后，他就死了，死了，所以呢，没有意义在我的方舟里再给他准备额外一个房间，因为洪水来的时候呢，他已经在天堂里面了，所以他不需要再额外给他准备一个房间在方舟里。Why
did Methuselah live longer than anybody else ever lived?
为什么马土撒拉比任何人都活得长了？Because
God prolonged the life of man, He deferred His judgment. He deferred His judgment. He deferred His judgment, and Methuselah lived longer than anybody because God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish.
因为呢，神的延长了这样的一个人的生命，就能延时他的审判，又延长他的生命，又延时这样的审判，所以呢，神呢一直在延时他的审判，让这个人呢是世界上活得最久的，因为神是很久忍耐的，他不愿让任何一个人失丧。Amen.
God's a good God.
神是一个好神。And
we appreciate him.
我们非常感激他。Let's
pray.
我们在祷告。Lord,
we want to thank you that you're a God who doesn't want the death of any, but that all should come to repentance.
所以主要我们要感谢您，您是这样如此的一个好神，那就是说呢，你不想任何一个人死，想要让所有的人都悔改。And
so Lord, we're praying that each of us and all that we know will be reminded of your love and mercy and will turn to God.
所以主要我们现在祷告，我们所有的就是说我们认识的人，我们爱的人呢，他们都要受到提醒，然后呢，记得神的爱，转向神。
Each of us would say, Lord, I'm just an Enosh. I'm just a frail, mortal man, but I need you. Would you please come and help me?
所以愿我们每个时候呢，我就是个以罗士，我就是一个脆弱的、必死的人。求您呢，来帮助我。
So we thank you now, Lord, for all your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for blessing us today.
所以主啊，我们也感谢您所有的良善，所有的慈爱，感谢您呢，今天赐福给我们。And
we give thanks for these things in Jesus' name.
我们为这些献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.